Crazy Uncle Phil Show, live from the 11205, brought to you by Pulse of the Street Radio and the BQE Network. All right, that was Jed Starr with Number One, and the song before that was Pfeiffer Sounds with
Geneva.
Geneva! Welcome to the Crazy Uncle Phil Show, coming to you live from the 11205 and the Pulse of the Street Radio and the BQE Network. I am here with Mr. Nick. Absolutely. And we have two very special guests, our two very first guests on the Crazy Uncle Phil Show. And they are Mr. Pfeiffer Sounds and Mr. Jed Starr.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Doing well. All right. All right. So my first question for you is, there was a statement that I read earlier that said Jed Starr and Pfeiffer Sound teamed up in 2011 in hopes to reinvent the landscape for producers. Do you agree with that statement?
I definitely agree with that statement.
Yeah, of course.
How are you guys going to do that? How are you going to accomplish that goal?
I mean, we're trying to do something that's never been done before as far as giving producers the opportunity to create the kind of music that's not, it's not just like for a season, but it's timeless. Like, I feel like we're on a goal to make timeless records. And also on top of that, be our own artists too. Like, not, you know, so a lot of producers is hoping for like a big name artist to get on their records to kind of blow up and be like somebody important. But we also feel like just us painting that picture sonically is good enough for somebody to enjoy, kick back, relax, and be able to vibe with it. Just be able to enjoy that music. So I'm trying to empower producers to be their own artists and make music that's timeless. And I think that we got the recipe to do that. So
definitely, I definitely think you got the recipe to do that. Fife, what do you think?
Well, that's basically what I think as well.
He said it all.
I mean, we try to do things differently, you know what I mean? I'm a big fan of Pharrell, Kanye, you know, those are the guys that I'm big inspirations of. Mm-hmm. And they just make different music, man. They had, the whole vibe is different, and I love everything about them. That's what I love, man. Pharrell and Kanye.
Now, they make some good music. I know people talk about Kanye. I know he's a little crazy, but he makes some beats.
Yeah,
man.
The beats. Yeah.
Oh man, that brother makes some music, man. That 808 and Heartbreaks.
Oh man, people sleep on that. People sleep on that.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the best things I ever heard.
When it came out, people hated it. But now people love it.
I loved it from the beginning, man. If it sounds good to me, I love it.
Yeah,
it definitely paved the way for a lot of artists.
Now,
definitely. So did Kanye inspire you?
Yeah.
Kind of get one of you guys out. What year were you born?
92.
Same.
And 92. Okay, y'all the same age, which is, that's great.
High school. We
met in high school.
Really? Which high school?
Clara Barton.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Y'all was making music in there?
I was doing a little bit.
It's funny because I was trying to be a rapper at that time.
And it's crazy. After like the senior year, someone told him that I make beats. He said, "Yo, Five, you make beats?" I'm like, yeah. Hook me up with some beats. I'm like, whatever. Because every rapper was like, oh, hook me up with some beats. So I'm just like.
Wait, so y'all went to school for 4 years, hung out for 4 years, and in the fourth year, you find out he made beats. y'all wasn't that tight then.
Basically. No, we weren't. We weren't really. Yeah. Like, we were cordial. We were cool. But
right. Just,
like,
just
afterwards, we were like, oh, shit. Like, let's do some music together, yo. And that's basically how that happened.
That's so crazy. That's crazy. See, everything happens when it's supposed to.
Exactly. Right.
Everything happens when it's supposed to. That's the God's honest
truth. Yeah, I'm happy I didn't follow that rapping career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm happy too, man, because this is your calling.
This is
your call. I dig the cut you put out, man. That Number One, I mean, we just listened to it and it's awesome, man. You know, and your cut.
Yeah.
Geneva.
I don't know why I'm thinking Clara. For some reason, I'm thinking Clara. Yeah, it's way off. But Geneva, that was, I mean, just two damn good cuts, man. You know? Let me ask you a question. So, do any of you guys play instruments?
Yeah.
Okay. Jed Starr, what do you play?
I've been playing drums for about like 10 years now and piano for about half the time.
Okay, and you play drums and piano on your cuts?
Yeah, so some of them, yeah.
Okay, all right. And the one we just heard, Number One, I know you did the vocals. What else did you do on it?
Yeah, definitely like the drums.
You did the drums. All right. How about you, Fight?
I play by ear. I'm not really a great piano player. I know a few chords and stuff like that, but if you put me on stage, I will mess up 1,000 times. But I use a computer. The computer is my savior, you know.
Okay.
I use everything. I manipulate the sounds on how I want it to sound, so that's basically all that matters.
Okay. So. All right. So you're an electronic man.
Yeah, I'm an electronic man.
All right. He's new age. He's a new age musician.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. But that's why y'all mesh so well.
Yeah.
You know, because you got the thing going with that, and you got the musician thing coming in, and I mean, it's just a perfect match. You know. So let me ask you another question. Who are some of the incredible vocalist musicians that you've worked with? Because I know I heard a young lady on one of your cuts.
Yeah.
Right. Ezra. Do you have an Ezra?
Ezra.
Yeah,
the artist. That's on the other project.
That's the one I heard. Her. She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Well, that's actually a dude.
Oh, that's a dude.
It's funny because that happens often. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everyone thinks that's a woman.
Female.
Yeah, I thought it was. He has a very high voice. I thought it was a woman, but hey, well, it was a dude, female, whatever. He sounds good.
Yeah.
He sounds good.
That's dope. Yeah.
Okay. He sounds good. That's all that matters. He sounds good. So, now, what about the brother on one of your cuts? I believe it was one of your cuts on... it was yours. 1 second. Just give me a second. Let me get the music going. Okay. Are we off? Because he blew my ear. I didn't know if he was still going. All right. I'm sorry about this, guys. Just want to have your music in front of me. That's the wrong one. There it is. All right. Are we back on, dude? Oh, no. We're on? Okay. Where did you leave off at? All right, we're going to have to edit it later. All right, so I believe it was Keeper.
Yeah.
That was yours with the brother who sang the vocals?
Oh, it's my little nephew.
That's your nephew?
Yes, he fights for sound.
Oh, the little boy. Yeah. Okay, no, but you had a brother who was singing, a male singer. Maybe it was one of your cuts. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking about your last collaboration.
Last project.
You had a gentleman singer on there, correct?
Yeah.
And who was that?
We had a rapper.
I know there was a rapper.
Yeah, it was a couple of singers on there.
Okay, but on these here, it's just you two completely solo.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no guest or anything.
I got a singer on Vibin.
On Vibin, who's that?
That's an artist named Jordan Renee.
Jordan Renee.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a guy.
A female. Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case.
Okay. No, because I'm getting this. You know what it is? Because you guys have a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I just heard about you 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I just been listening to your stuff like yesterday and today. You know, so forgive me if I don't really have everything memorized. I'm sorry about that. But it's good stuff, man. It's really good stuff. So if you had to grade your work ethic from 1 to 10, what would it be?
I mean, obviously 10.
A 10?
I mean, obviously, you know, for me, I'm very critical of my mom's music. So I always want to do better. So, I mean, yeah, confidently you would say a 10, but I don't know. But, yeah, I'll say 10.
I think there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, there's always room for
improvement. Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely feel like I'm pushing as hard as I can. I don't know if I can really put a number on it. Man. I definitely do think Fife is a lot more critical than I am.
A little critical.
Okay. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, as far as going through your work and being very particular about it.
Yeah, great,
but
yeah.
That's good. That's perfectionism. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you got to shoot for the stars, man. You know.
Sure.
And from what I'm hearing, I mean, if you're not working at 10, I'd hate to hear what it sounds like when you're working at 10. It's going to be ridiculous. All right. So we're going to play 2 more cuts now. We're going to go to Vibin and Sunset. Vibin, which is Mr. Fight for Sounds, and Sunset, which is Mr. Jetstar.
Yeah.
So we will be back. This is the Crazy Uncle Phil Show. Enjoy the music. Take it away, Mr. Nick.
Every time we get together.
To Crazy Uncle Phil. This is your boy Jet Star, one half of Black on Persona. Holla. Thank you.
All right, we are back. Back, and that was Vibin' and Sunset. Vibin' by Pfeiffer Sounds and Sunset by Jet Star. So,
Real smooth, man.
Very smooth. Good stuff, man. Very good stuff, man. These guys, and it's funny because I'm sitting here and I'm talking to them and I'm looking at them and it just seems so innocent, man. They like two babies. You know what I'm saying? Jet Star, he's sitting there bald. He really like a baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Cucumbers.
And it's just amazing because the talent, you guys don't realize the talent that y'all are putting out.
Thank you.
Y'all don't realize it yet. It's crazy. But what I want to ask now, I want to ask Jet about the song we just heard from Pfeiffer, which is Vibin'. And I want to hear your opinion on that cut.
Man, that shit was trapped out. Nah, I mean, Pfeiffer's always making some innovative shit, man. So, like, when I heard the record, I'm happy it was last too. Like he had like an actual song like the last record, and it really brought the project home for his Geneva EP. But man, it was a good, nice vibe that allowed me to kind of just. It was one of those like if you close your eyes, kind of just feel like you in like galaxy, like just
yeah,
just like looking at like the stars and planets. And
oh, no doubt, man, no doubt.
And I like that outer space feeling. Like, that's definitely something that is always,
well,
like,
speaking of outer space, I know when I listened to it, I was smoking a blunt. And it fit right in, brother. Just laid my eyes back and just float away, man.
Yeah,
that's good music, baby. That's good music. All right, so now, Fife, time for your revenge. What do you think about the cut Sunset we just heard?
It was pretty bad. It wasn't good at all. No, it was good. I'm actually the one that actually like gave him that sample to sample that.
Really?
Yeah, I gave him the idea for that because I didn't really know how to cut it up. So I gave it to him and he sampled it, whatever. So, but yeah, I like the record. It sounds really, really soothing. It has the Sade sample in it.
Definitely so Sade smooth. Definitely.
I love that. So I mean, he's really, really good with sampling and cutting things up and speeding things up, slowing things out. So I really love it. I love everything about it. So.
All right. Outstanding. You guys are just too much, man. You guys are tripping me out, man. For real. But I got to tell you, I'm just digging it, man. 100%. 100%. So I got a question for you. Now, first let me ask you, who did you listen to growing up? Let's start with Fife. Who did you listen to, Fife?
What I listened to growing up? Secretly?
No, not secretly.
Oh, okay.
We didn't get there yet. Who did you listen to growing up?
Oh, yeah, it's Kanye.
Okay, we can do the whole question then. Okay. Who did you listen to and who did you listen to secretly?
Okay, Kanye is the person I listened to growing up. Secretly, I don't know. That's a hard one.
Right, just for let me cut you off for a second. Just for the people out there in the audience, just to know, like secretly means like everybody's listening to James Brown and what's the name. I secretly like, you know, some Elton John or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by secret. So who did you secretly like?
I mean, I guess you could say Michael Jackson or Prince or something like that.
You have to keep that secret.
I don't know if that's a secret though. But I don't know if that's a secret.
Sure, was I Herbie Hancock?
See, back in the day, it was, you know, in the 80s and in the 70s and 80s, it was like black music and white music.
Yeah.
You know, and you were supposed to like all the black music, was rap, R&B. Right, you know, so you had to secretly, you know, go and listen to Elton John or something to not be called a square or, you know, a white boy or something like that. You know.
I mean, as I got older, I started listening to other forms of music.
Right.
So, I mean, I listened to Miley Cyrus.
Right,
you know, just
right.
To kind of study the music, whatever. Taylor Swift, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You sure you didn't like that tongue wag she used to do? With her mouth always hanging open?
I don't know.
That's the only thing I think about Miley Cyrus. When I think about Miley Cyrus, I think about that.
I don't know.
I always thought
but you like the music, though.
Yeah,
same
I like
person.
The music sounds good, like. She has like country music, so I mean that's something that I'm not really familiar with. But you know, I try to study all forms of music to try to get.
Okay, so now that is a secret listen.
Yeah,
absolute secret listen. So Miley Cyrus. So how about you, Jet Star?
Man, growing up, I always listened to a lot of like old school, like Curtis Mayfield.
Okay.
Gap Band.
All right.
When I got to like high school, I
50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent. 50 Cent was like my man. I played for. I could recite "Get Rich or Die Trying" from front to back.
Get rich and die trying.
And I mean, but like on the low, like on the low, like I used to listen to like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
What? NSYNC? And Limp the Backstreet Boys?
Limp Bizkit.
What? Okay.
Roland used to be my joint.
Hootie the Blowfish?
Roland, yeah.
Hootie the Blowfish?
Oh, man. I used to listen to a lot of that because I was also like a big wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah, me
so,
too.
So like. Like all the theme songs for like the wrestlers, I used to go and like listen to like the actual artists and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So
you know
what
about
that
the big
song?
Show?
Huh?
The Big Show.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was
the Big Show. Yeah. You know, he slapped somebody one time and smashed his jaw from a slap.
Yeah.
That's how big his hands
pounds.
Were. Yeah, he's a big boy.
He got a song when he come in the ring. I like his song.
So that was your secret.
Yeah.
Right, that you didn't tell anybody. I know you didn't tell nobody. You was listening to Miley Cyrus. I'm surprised you told me. That's something you might want to take to your grave.
Yeah. My homeboys like, y'all listen to Miley Cyrus, yo. It's pretty good.
Because I thought she was Justin Bieber.
No, but that's good though. It's good to listen to different genres. That raises your that raises your musical awareness 100%, man. You know, and good music is good music, no matter who makes it. Yeah. If it's a good cut and you groove into it, it's a good cut, man. It's timeless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now I read that you guys want to do or aspire to do film scores.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
So what inspired you to do that?
I mean, well, the music, when we first started making music, what we was making sound like you could be for films. So when we first got together, we found a director that we wanted to like do like, you know, do like a short film or whatever. And but long story short, that didn't work out. So we basically kept in good contact with him, and then we basically did some scores for him for like a Pepsi thing for on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah.
You never told me that.
So you did a background for a Pepsi commercial?
Yeah, we had to do a Pepsi commercial.
Really? Can I find it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna have to find it before we leave. I gotta hear it. I definitely gotta hear it. I'm gonna save it. I gotta listen. That is awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
Y'all guys get paid for that?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He said, yes, we did. It must have been a nice check. Yeah. He said, Pepsi. All right. Yeah. But you know what, though? I have written two books. I'm about to come up with my second book. And I'm almost pretty sure I can get these in the movies.
Yeah?
I get these in the movies. You guys are my guys for the soundtrack. For sure. Not the soundtrack. I want you for the score.
Yeah. It's a difference.
It's a big difference. I want you for the score. Because the score makes the movie.
It makes the mood.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And I started listening to soundtracks when I started writing. Mm-hmm. You know? Because it's a mood. You know, you can hear it when the hero is angry or he's running after his girl or you know, like there's a song called Club to Death. You ever hear that? Donovan, I believe it's Donovan. And it's actually from The Matrix. They did the score for The Matrix. Gotcha. You can hear in that song Neo and them flying through the air. Wow. You can hear, what was the girlfriend's name of Neo? The girlfriend, you know what I'm talking about, in the latex.
Yeah.
You can hear her dying in his arms. Just from the strings.
Trinity.
You can hear Trinity dying in his arms just from the string arrangement. You can hear him putting her down and going after to get revenge. I mean, it just states everything.
The thing with film
scores, score is everything.
It's very technical. It's very, very technical. So it's not much about the music. It's not much how. It's not like music on the radio.
Right.
Like it's made purposely for the film. You know what I'm saying?
Right. For each scene.
Yeah,
each,
for the scene. So
right.
The director doesn't care about how good it sounds. It's about how it makes it feel.
Exactly.
The film, so.
And that's why I think that you two can do that.
Yeah.
I know you can do it.
We're definitely like outside the box thinkers and try to be as experimental as possible. Like, we take as much risk as we can to just let's see what people think about this. How do they feel? You know, we just try to be Picasso and paint that picture and let people kind of figure out what they
definitely.
How they feel. You know what. Ideas, you know, come to their mind when they hear the music. So,
well, the ideas that come to my mind is just grooving, man.
Yeah.
You know, each cut is unique. Each cut is unique, but yet the same as far as the vibe goes, except for Brett. That's an inside joke, y'all. Well, you know, we talk about that later. But everything else is just the vibe, man. Some of your old stuff, you know what I mean? I just dig it, man. I think you guys are on the cusp of greatness. I really do.
Thank you.
I really do. As long as you just stay on the right track, man. Don't get sidelined by, especially women.
Yeah.
All right? Many a woman has sidelined a man's career. All right? Stay focused and, you know, keep time for that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to our next cuts.
Okay.
And we're going to jam out to some more of you guys, Mr. Fife and Mr. Jed Star. And our next two cuts are going to be Sorry Brother by...
It's your boy Jed Star.
It's your boy Fife for Sounds.
And you're listening to the Crazy Uncle Phil Show on Pulse of the Streets Radio.
right, we are back, and that was Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother You.
And KGV. Mr. Jed Starr, will you please tell us what KGV stands for? That is your song, correct?
Yeah.
That's your baby.
Yes, it is.
What did you name your baby?
KGV, but it stands for Kenny G version.
All right. Why Kenny G version?
I'm a big fan of Kenny G.
What?
Yeah, like, so...
Oh, I'm about to take your black card. I'm kidding. We all love... I used to love Kenny G, too, man. Nobody didn't dig that song.
Yeah. But, Kenny G is definitely, like, big inspiration with this record. Just the sax in general. Like, I love the sax. Mm-hmm. Sax and bass is, like... my two main favorite instruments, which is crazy because I can't play those.
But that's the foundation of music, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the foundation. Sax and bass and beats, man. Foundation. So. Now, let me ask you a question, though. I know you used the Kenny G sample, but he was playing the George Michael song.
Yes, sir.
So was that a tribute? Are you a George Michael fan?
Yes, I am.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I like George Michael.
Before you go.
Oh, no doubt. From Wham to my favorite thing, of course, is Silent Whispers, I think it was. Yeah, definitely that.
Careless Whispers.
And Faith.
Yeah.
And all right, dude, you're singing in my ear, man.
Yeah, baby.
All right, so Faith, I mean, these guys, I mean, George Michael, one, was great talent.
Yes.
Great talent. But if you notice, you guys notice that the more talented somebody is, the crazier they are. The more messed up they are.
I mean, you need a little crazy.
You gotta be a little crazy.
I have a theory. Would you like to hear my theory?
Yeah.
I have a theory that the more talent you have that crams inside of your soul or your brain, it pushes some other things out. There's only enough room in there for certain things. Let's go down the line. The most genius musicians that we know. Prince.
Kanye.
Michael. Whitney. R. Kelly. Yeah. There's always some. It's like there's a trade-off. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you this great talent, but you need to work on something else. We're going to take a little bit out because there's only enough finite space in there.
Yeah.
They can only squeeze enough in there. You know, and it's sad, but it makes for great stories. You got to think. You got to say.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of those people that you just named also had tragic endings. I'm hoping that's not.
Yeah, they did. Hey, we lost a lot of people, man. Think about it. Michael, Whitney, and Prince. That's like the entire 80s and 90s of number one songs. Yeah. And Luther.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Luther. Oh, don't get me started on Luther. I love Luther, right? Those four right there made soul, pop, and R&B music in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
That's the God's honest truth. But you know what? Moving forward, I think you guys can make that same type of history. Now, are you going to be that kind of crazy?
Nah, we're not going to be crazy. We're going to try to be well-balanced, you know, because I look at J. Cole, look at Beyonce, Jay-Z, they're very well balanced and very well, you know, they have a foundation.
Disciplined.
They're very disciplined. Yeah, that's the word.
Okay.
And that's all. That's
you
all
consider that. Yourself disciplined?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I mean,
you know, to be great, you have to be disciplined the time.
You gotta be disciplined.
Honestly,
how about you?
I might be a little crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Wait. I think
do
I'm
you
more
drink?
Crazy.
No, I don't.
You don't drink?
I never drank.
And you don't smoke?
I never smoked before.
You don't drink and you don't smoke? Or you drink? You drink a little bit?
I drink a little bit.
Okay, but you're not alcoholic?
No.
Okay.
I don't do
drugs?
That.
No. All right? He's looking at me like, I don't know. Okay, but, you know, that's where a lot of guys go off the rails is with the hanging out and the drinking and the getting high,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the being with all these women and, you know, all this crazy stuff like that. That's when it goes off the rails, when you lose focus, when you become ungrounded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it's like, you know, you get the money and hey, let's hang out here, let's go there. You got to be that guy that says, nah, I'm good, man. I'm going home. I got some stuff to take care of.
And that's why I mentioned J. Cole. J. Cole's the same way.
He's that kind
of
cat?
Yeah, he's very disciplined. You know, he doesn't do none of that, to my knowledge.
Right.
So, actually, you know, I want to double back on what I say. I'm not going to be crazy, but because the thing is, like, who's to say what's, like, really crazy? I mean, it's just like, living in.
Well, what's crazy is like Bobby and Whitney crazy. What's crazy is like
Kanye.
DMX, yeah, Kanye crazy, DMX crazy, you know, in and out of jail, you know.
But are they really crazy though?
Well, they're crazy for kind of ruining the opportunities. You know what I'm saying?
But did they ruin it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely. They had the opportunities. They were up there. They had the names. But some people just can't handle that kind of pressure. Because there's a lot of pressure that comes with success.
I think like also like the media like plays a role into
it. It does.
In what way?
Like, you know, it's like being in a relationship, and if you constantly are telling your girl like that she's never gonna be this person, she'll never find someone better, whatever, eventually she start believing that.
She might stay
in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Or like or it may be difficult for her to get past, you know, that situation. And right. I think that kind of happens to a lot of like celebrities too. Like they end up in environments where like they get portrayed as like this villain, and they may not have like the right people around them, or like especially with social media, like you could put a post on Instagram and everyone is like
commenting.
Okay, so you're talking about the assassination of people. Like like they tried to do with Kevin Hart a couple of weeks ago.
Assassinate the character.
Right. And it's like, you know, we're still like humans. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we're still people, and you get frustrated, you may lash out and say something, but because like you're under a microscope, people's like, oh, you shouldn't be acting like that because you're a celebrity. And
right,
man, that dude crazy. You know what
I mean? Now I get your point.
It's like some of the stuff that like Kanye says, we have friends that say that, you know, but we ain't really like killing them the way like we killing Kanye, you know, because they not famous.
That's true.
That's a very good point.
But when you're a celebrity, you got to be politically correct.
Yeah. Right.
You can't go over no boundaries, stay in bounds.
Yeah. You have to be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
And our surroundings today are not private. If you're a celebrity, you're putting yourself out there, you have to be ready to handle that if you want success. Now, you two guys can actually avoid that because you're the behind-the-scenes guys. You're the guys who are making most of the money without doing all of that crazy work. You know, going to 50 states and, you know, traveling on a bus and all the stuff like that. You make your money, you put it on the record, and you move on to the next artist, and you just keep doing like that. And you can tour if you want to.
We might have to do more than that in this era now as producers.
Like what?
Like far as getting out, putting our face up, like being the artists ourselves.
Right.
Back in the day, we could be behind the scenes. No one knows who we are.
Right.
All we see is the credit, and we get paid really well. Now it's like we have to have an Instagram. We gotta perform. We gotta have a face. We gotta have variety.
So. Okay. So what is your first? I know you guys haven't performed as of yet. So, you have any target dates or anything in mind that you might be applying for? Like maybe some of the outdoor festivals that they have right here in Brooklyn? You know, I know they have a couple of them downtown every year. They be out there jamming. I saw a couple of great artists down there.
We definitely have some summer vibes coming. Uh-huh. Some new music.
New music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, you know, you were singing. You gonna be singing too?
I am definitely gonna sing.
Yeah.
On that record.
It's crazy because
really,
we have some records already that you know, we laid down some foundations, some just like blueprints and some skeletons for like both of us vocally is on it.
Really?
All right. And it's really good.
Now my suggestion, I told you guys this before off camera before we recorded, that you need to take both these new albums you have and meld them together and make it to one. Because this is really one great piece of work when you put it together. You're hearing how it sounds as we're playing each track.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You hear how they go together.
Yeah.
It's a perfect meld.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't, you're leaving money on the table. I'm telling you right now.
I think we definitely might do that.
You know, but it's just great stuff, man. And, you know, let me ask you a question. In today's world, the way that they go after people, for any little thing that you might say or, you know, about anybody or anything and really try to bury you. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Being your generation, do you see that as something that might stop or it's going to continue, or will be something where maybe people will stop paying attention to all the negative stuff that they post and realize that these people are anonymous people saying anonymous things, and why does it mean so much?
Well, that's
I think it can go one way or the other. I think it can go in a direction where a lot of attention and a lot of awareness is raised to the fact of how it's harmful. I think now people are starting to understand the impact of like mental health and how important that is, and how a lot of people are killing themselves just off of not having enough followers on Instagram.
Let me give you a stat. Suicide amongst white males is at an all-time high. There's one cop in the town, and they're all in the Midwest, and they're all like kind of right-wing Trump supporters like that. And they have them so, and I have this in my first show called White Fear. You guys have to check it out.
Definitely.
They have them so terrified that they're literally killing themselves because they think that their world is ending.
Well, I think, you know, that goes into like this idea of just, man, you know, I'm black, so I could take up some space a little bit when it comes to some white folks. But
say what's on your mind.
I think that's just ignorance, man. If they feel like their world is ending, because I think it's more of like we're now in an era where
is it ignorance or is it brainwashing? Because they're getting a lot of signals coming from a lot of different places that are not positive, that are pure negative and false.
I think it's ignorance, man. White folks have so much resources. Like they were born into resources.
No,
like,
okay, I'm going to stop you there, though. You're generalizing. Because it's not all white people. All right? The white people that I'm referring to are the Fox News types. You know what I'm saying? Those in the middle of the country that believe that the Mexicans are invading the country and that, you know, Muslims are just waiting to go around and start chopping off heads. You know, those people who listen to the Fox News and then they hear the echo from the crazy guy Jones or the Rush Limbaughs, you know what I mean? And they believe all this crazy stuff that we know is just idiotic. You know, but to them it's their war of the worlds. You know, they're listening to the radio and they're hearing all this crazy stuff and they're grabbing a gun and the pitchfork.
I mean, but they know history, though. I feel like every white person knows history. You can ask any little white boy, white girl, they know what slavery is.
Right.
They know what all of that stuff is.
They know Armageddon is coming.
I mean, not even just Armageddon. It's like they understate. You know, from little, as a white child, you're already taught, like, you can be whatever you want to be. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's just what it is. And and as a you know, person of color, from little, you're taught you need to find a way to make this money so you can take care of your parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's white folks don't really have to go through that. They don't have to take care of their parents when they finally get on, but we do.
Well, there's a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
I suggest you read that book. You know what I mean? Because rich dad, I mean, poor dad will get his money and go buy lottery tickets.
Yeah.
You know, or go buy a new lamp or whatever like that. Rich man will get his money and pay himself first.
Yeah.
Put his money in the bank, put it up, and then pay everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know? Poor man, poor dad is going to take his money, and like I said, play the lottery. Right. Rich dad is going to take his money and put it into stocks. You know, and I'm going to talk to you two guys about stocks when this is over. All right, and if you don't listen, you're going to be sorry. All right, so moving on, we're going to get to the next two cuts here, Mr. Nick. And the next two cuts are going to be Keeper and I'm Coming. So we're going to let you guys enjoy this, and we're going to come back with Mr. Fife Sounds and Jetstar. On the crazy Uncle Phil show.
sounds.
Fight for sounds.
Fight for sounds.
Fight for sounds.
Fight.
Fight.
Fight for sounds.
Fight for sounds.
Alright, we are back with Jetstar and Fight for Sounds. Now, we were having some interesting conversation here as the music was playing, and those last two cuts were Sorry to Bother You and Keeper.
No, I'm coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to Bother You and I'm Coming. My bad, y'all. But two off-the-chain cuts, man. I mean, these guys are really talented. And we were having a conversation in between the music, not related to the music, but we were talking about race issues, and we were talking about interest. And Mr. Pfeiffer here says he likes space.
Oh, yeah. I love space.
Tell us about that.
I don't know. Like I just love space, man. It's very interesting.
It's
like,
interesting.
You know,
are you from another planet?
Yeah, might be. You never know.
Got to ask.
So, did you want to aspire to be an astronaut when you were a kid?
Nah, not even. I wasn't even into like space stuff when I was a kid. I got into it once I got older and started reading like more Neil deGrasse Tyson books. That's when I started
really
getting into it, like astrophysics stuff. I love that. I love all of that. You know?
Really?
It's interesting because like if you look at this Earth, we're very, very small. very small.
Tiny. When
you look at all the stars that's out there, like...
Tiny.
It's humongous. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's
puts
like,
things in perspective.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. You mm-hmm. know, so, you know, that it's just interesting. You just want to learn more and more about that stuff, so... Yeah.
That's cool. So what, you've read his books?
Yeah, I read his book. I read really? several of his books.
So you're a reader?
I'm a reader, sometimes.
Oh, I gotta get some out.
I prefer reading those type of books.
That's good.
Because that's what I like. So.
Cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. And we were talking with Mr. Jetstar here.
Yeah.
And he was giving his opinions about things here on Earth.
Total opposites,
but these cats musically are twins, man. They are one for real as musicians. But what we were talking about was white privilege.
Yeah.
And how he was. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
He had a lot to say when the mic was on.
I feel when it comes to white people, they haven't found a balance. I think it's either white privilege or white guilt. A lot of folks that are good allies to us could be off of guilt, and also in a way, mm-hmm. privilege. You know, feeling like they're doing us a favor. It looks like charity work. You know, take a picture with the token black boy just to build themselves up. And for me, I just feel like it's important to continue to raise that awareness and push that that this is what's happening, and to not sweep it under the rug. A lot of times people get scared to talk about politics, or they get scared to talk about what's really happening in the country as far as like race or like the social standpoint, economics is concerned. And it's something that needs to be a bigger conversation versus like, you know, 6ix9ine going to jail or Cardi B like shaking her ass. I think there's a lot of other things.
There's definitely a lot of more important things going on. But can I tell you something though? When you bring that up to people, one, they get uncomfortable.
Definitely.
When you bring it up to white people, not only do they get uncomfortable, they feel like they don't have a solution for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like they feel like, I don't really know how to answer this. I know about slavery, but I don't know how to, you know, I never owned any cotton or, you know, and they get really uncomfortable and they get quiet. And I know to the person, to the black person bringing that up to them, it seems like they don't care. You know what I'm saying? Now, in New York, okay, let's say, the New York white person is different from the rest of the country white person. The New York white person, like what you said earlier, they either have guilt or privilege, right? That's kind of their thing.
Yep.
When you leave New York in the Northeast and you go south or west or even north in Maine and New England, upper New England is some of the most racist areas you ever want to be in. I was stationed in Maine in 1985. I was the only black man within a 500 mile radius. Alright
that's a tough time.
Racist as heck. I got chased with a shotgun out of a bar back in 1985. The ship was ironically called the White Lupine.
Wow.
You know, it was in Rockland, Maine. But I dig what you're saying. But my thing to you and anybody else listening is take everybody as an individual. Don't order, because you're going to miss out on opportunities and good people in your life. That's from experience.
That's true.
Just like Dr. King said, not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, man. Because you're going to miss out. And I would hate to see you miss out because you're so talented. You know what I mean? Because you guys are so talented and contacts are going to be everything for you.
Yeah.
You know, and people are going to listen to your music and things like that. And just judge them on who they are, man. Don't judge them on, on just other things. And I get the anger, bro. I get it. Believe me, I get it. And when you listen to my show and you read my book, you will know I get it.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what I'm saying is real. Take everyone as an individual, and you will surprise yourself. You will. You'll surprise. Yeah. So I want to get back to talking about the music. And the last cut that we just heard was "I'm Coming." All right, and that was from
right here.
My man right here, Mr. Jetstar. Tell us about that cut, man.
I just had this like idea of being at the bar. It's funny because I don't drink, but like all I could think about was like something like real sexy and like being at the bar and you know this dude, you know, he's taking some drinks and he looks over and he sees a nice lady by herself, you know, she's drinking her glass of wine and all that. He probably sends a couple drinks her way and you know eventually he approaches her, but she kind of leaves. He kind of catches her like around like the bathroom area. They okay. get talking and then they leave together.
See, that's cool. I dig that scenario. I dig that, and it goes with the music. You know, with me though, I'm kind of scared to do that now with chicks, man. Cause what you just said, you said you met her by the bathroom.
Yeah,
I did that one time at a party, man. To holler at this chick, man, she went off, man.
Yeah,
they be tripping. You gotta be careful. It's like a minefield. It's like a minefield. You don't know, cause it's like, okay, if she feeling you, then what you saying is cute and funny. But she ain't feeling you, I'm offended, and you're attacking me or some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? And the person, you can, I swear before God, you can send. I always wanted to try this experiment. I want to send the good-looking Playboy guy, whatever, to go up to this girl and say these words, and then I want to send the guy who doesn't look so good to walk up to the woman and say the exact same words and see the different reactions.
Yeah, I mean to be fair, you know. We would probably do the same thing, if Beyonce came up to me and said the same words as like, I don't even know who to use right now, but someone that don't look nearly as good as Beyonce.
Yeah, but the ladies walking around with their dukes up now, man. I mean, it's they really got their guard up, man.
The Me Too movement.
I mean, look, you know. They done been through some stuff.
They have. Women have been slaves a lot longer than blacks.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? They have really been slaves. I'm talking about every woman, every color. You know, beat down. I mean, they used to get. It used to be legal to beat on your wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a legal thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have the right to vote. They didn't have any say in anything. Like, it was legal.
Black women.
Huh? Yeah.
Black women is worse.
Oh, it was 100 times worse.
And you black?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was 100 times worse. 100 times worse. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the funny thing about white women. Never realize just how much slaves they really are. And there's still a lot of them. Look how many of them voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Look how many voted for Trump.
Yeah, it's
crazy. But I won't get on all that. Talk to me about your cut.
Sorry to bother?
Yes. Sorry to bother.
Sorry to bother.
Is it sorry to bother or sorry to bother you?
No, sorry to bother.
Sorry to bother. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's no real metaphor backstory behind it. I guess it's just. I guess I could explain the melody and the sonics of it, but the chord progression had a great groove already, and I was just like, man, I have to make something out of it. So I just added the drums and the hi hats and the lead sound on it, and it just became what it was. But I don't know. I don't really have no story backdrop on like he did, but it's just a feel good record. You know
it was
mean?
Just a feel good, record. Just something you and felt actually, you was vibing on.
Yeah, and that record is actually going to be a song as well. So it's okay. I can't wait for that to come out. So
all right, you gonna be singing on it?
No.
He was quick to say that. Artist,
actually, Jordan Renee is gonna be singing on it. The singer that I have on vibing. She's
right.
Singing on.
Oh, she's got a great voice.
Yeah, she's gonna be singing on this.
Yeah,
one right
she's
here,
got a great voice.
Shout out to Jordan Renee.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan Renee. Yeah, she's dope. We discovered her.
Really? Where'd you find her at?
Huh?
Where'd you discover?
Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, Instagram.
Social media.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say like in a candy store or so, singing in a choir.
That would be a great storyline, but nah.
That's what most people discovered back in the day was singing
now,
in the choir.
Now it's just all Instagram. Oh, I find Instagram. That's how it is now.
Yeah.
So you guys big social media people?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You want to give out your information, your Instagram, and where to find your albums?
Definitely, you could. Find me, follow me on Instagram at Jedstarr, JEDSTARRR. And then, you know, the link is in my description. But if you type in Jedstarr on streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, you'll get the music there.
All right.
But, you know, black and white persona over everything, sure.
Tracks. And you can find me on Instagram at Pfeiffer Sounds. And yeah, everything's on there. Music's on there, everything. So it's dope.
That's right. If you guys, anybody out there, any singers or any record company people, these guys, if you scoop them up, man, you're going to be making some money. All right? Because this is some serious early raw talent sitting in front of me right here. Serious early raw talent. I'm talking to the likes of Jimmy and Terry, man. That's what y'all remind me of, man. Like, this generation's Jimmy and Terry. And when Jimmy and Terry first came out, you know, they were with the time. And Prince fired them because they went out and did they produced the SOS band. You remember that song, Just Be Good to Me? Right. They produced them. So Prince fired them. And it was the worst thing he ever did. Because after that, man, the sky was the limit. You know, not just their jams, Janet. All of Janet Jackson's records, New Edition, Whitney. I mean, the list just goes on. And I can see you guys doing that for this next generation.
Wow.
I definitely can. You Appreciate guys stay focused and just keep with the music. You know what I mean? And make sure everything you put out is quality.
Yeah.
You know, and don't, you know, eat too much bread. No, let me just say that. I'm sorry. Don't rush the bread when you're cooking it. You don't rush the bread when you're cooking it, man. The sky's the limit, man. So we're going to get to your next two cuts. Are you ready, Mr. Nick? What do we have coming up here? We'll be right back. All right, we are back. And that was Tunnel Vision and Lights. Sarah? Oh, I'm sorry. That was Genovese.
Geneva.
Yeah. Geneva. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a different list. And Lights, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I got that right. It's getting late, y'all. It's getting late. All right, so we are back with Mr. Jed Starr and Mr. Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer Sounds. Yeah. I'm sorry. Mr. Pfeiffer Sounds. I don't want to get him mixed up with Fife Dog.
Nah,
all right, with the late Fife Dog. That's right. Rest in peace. So we're back with these guys. And guys, like I said, I know I've been singing your praises the whole show, but by rightly so, you've earned it. And as you know, if it wasn't earned, you know I would not be saying it. All right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I really dig your stuff, man. And anything you want to say, the floor is yours.
Yeah, we have a new single coming out.
All right, when?
A few weeks, I guess.
And its name, what?
Huh?
What's the name of the single?
No, what's the name of it?
I'm not exposing that yet.
Okay, all right.
Just know we got music coming.
Okay, yeah. So when you have some new music come out, you're going to come back and see us again.
Yeah.
Definitely okay. Come back and see us. When you got your new music, I definitely would love to preview and bring you out to the world whenever you have something new. It will be my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
For real. Now, y'all just be careful. All I'm going to say that, y'all just be careful out there with the women, man.
Yeah,
definitely right? a real talent, man. Do your thing, man.
Yeah, and I know at 25, man, I know what's up. You know what I'm saying? The wind blow, it's time to go get some. But stick with the talent, stick with the music. Have your fun. Definitely have your fun. But stay focused and definitely lean on each other and trust each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That way y'all is hanging there. Y'all are hanging there. So you don't have any contests or anything coming up or anything like that? You guys want to give a shout out to anybody?
Shout out to every artist and everyone and all the supporters that believe in us. I mean, we wouldn't be here without any one person, you know, that, you know, all the people that support us. We're grateful. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he said it all.
All right, so I want to thank you guys for coming through. And we're going to hit our sign-off song now, Mr. Nick. And anytime you guys want to come back, it is my privilege and my pleasure to have you, man.
Thank you.
It was great. I really dig your music. I'm definitely going to be listening to it for sure, especially now since I bought it. No, but seriously, I'm definitely going to be listening to it and jamming into it. And you guys will listen to the show because we are definitely going to be using some of your cuts as background music or just playing it during the show. It'll just be part of it.
Awesome.
You know, because if you guys listen to our previous shows, you'll see that I take great pride in my playlist. And I'm not just going to play anybody.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. So thanks a lot, guys.
Likewise.
Appreciate it. Right. Thanks for coming by. All right, Mr. Nick, take us home.
Yes, sir.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Jetstar.
It's your boy Fight for Sounds.
And you're listening to Crazy Uncle Phil's show on Pulse of the Streets Radio.